For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of a debate sponsored by USA Today between Alan St. Pierre of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, normal.org, and Miss Calvina Fay, a paid stooge for Drug-Free America.
You can't smoke anything and it be safe. It has never been an acceptable delivery system.
That's why cannabis is vaporized
these
days by medical
patients. There is no science behind it. The research so far does not hold it out to be a valid medicine. The THC, when isolated and produced under a synthetic form, in a pill form,
for corporate profit,
that is acceptable.
That's right.
But the crude marijuana, no. The marijuana is linked.
We're ready for some other points here.
It's linked to schizophrenia. It is not shown as
well. Okay, go ahead, Alan. Let's hear it.
Out of touch. Okay, 74.
Why?
Because here you have the a body like the AARP, certainly not thought of as a liberal group per se, older Americans, and they recognize that if people need access to a safe, effective, and in this case, naturally occurring...
Safe, effective drug, yes, but this is not safe. There's nothing safe whatsoever.
That would be your opinion in this
debate.
We've
got the majority of our kids today in treatment or in treatment for marijuana.
Because the police give them a choice between going to jail or going to treatment.
We have a number of people today with mental illnesses linked to marijuana.
The best example of people's opinions on this isn't even just going into a focus group. And by the way, since the 1990s, well over 60% of people when asked, should marijuana be available as a medicine, say, yes, it should.
Wrong with
they
that
talk
discussion.
About the fact that marijuana can be used safely, that it can
it
be used
is.
Responsibly.
It is by me
you don't
and many
tell
people
kids
probably
that.
In this room.
You do not tell kids that. You just
you don't.
Do not. No,
so what
you
are you telling about alcohol? Do you tell them it should be illegal like you told this audience? You're a total prohibitionist.
That's not what I said.
You said alcohol and tobacco should be legal. They should never have been made legal.
I said
that prohibition worked.
You're totally twisting what I said.
You said prohibition worked.
All right,
no.
All right. That's
you didn't
the
let
end.
Me
I think that there is no common ground
you
here.
You're a prohibitionist, and I'm a libertarian.
Thank you very much.
The truth be told, Alan St. Pierre is exactly right. There have been well over 100 studies conducted proving that marijuana is indeed an effective medicine. There have been more than 100 major medical organizations to say very same thing. Right here in America. Yet your tax dollars continue to go to people like Calvina Fay, and the profits made from the purchases you buy continue to flow to drug-free America from major pharmaceutical companies, alcohol distillers, tobacco companies, and major energy companies. I urge you to help end this madness. It's so glaringly obvious that a change is necessary. Please visit endprohibition.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.